Thank you, Mr. President, and thank you for convening us today to discuss this very pertinent issue. I'd like also to extend my gratitude to the panelists who provided us with excellent food for thought. We commend the Conference on Disarmament for its dedication to addressing contemporary security challenges and evolving with the times. In particular, we welcome the inclusion of new technologies, particularly artificial intelligence, in our deliberations. The rapid development and deployment of AI technologies present both opportunities and significant challenges for international security. As these technologies become integral to military capabilities and national defense strategies, it is imperative that the CD remains a forum for discussions and supports efforts to establish robust international frameworks to govern their use. This focus ensures that our work remains relevant and responsive to the current global security landscape. Last year, during Germany's presidency, we faced substantial obstacles by one delegation in bringing the critical topic of artificial intelligence to our discussions. And the German delegation notes with appreciation that the Iranian delegation has reconsidered its position and now supports the formal inclusion of new technologies in our work. The implications of emerging technologies, particularly AI, for arms control and international security are profound. AI has the potential to enhance decision-making processes and improve defense systems. However, it also poses significant risks, including the possibility of autonomous weapon systems operating without human oversight and the acceleration of conflict dynamics beyond human control. These risks necessitate comprehensive discussions and cooperative measures to mitigate potential dangers. The international community needs to reflect how to ensure responsible use of military AI. It is not an issue of tomorrow, but indeed an urgent issue. Therefore, Germany welcomes the growing international momentum. Germany has and will continue to actively participate in the re-aim process led by Korea and the Netherlands. We signed the political declaration initiated by the US, and we are working within the US Global Initiative. New technologies such as AI do not only have an impact on conventional weapons, but can also have severe implications for the control of unconventional weapons. They can facilitate the development of novel bioweapons or toxic chemicals and can have disruptive effects on nuclear command and control systems. We are at the beginning of a learning curve here and will try to understand more about this issue during an international conference Germany is organizing on 28th of June in Berlin. Our event on artificial intelligence and weapons of mass destruction is part of our conference series Rethinking Arms Control, which started in 2019. At the conference, we will discuss how AI will impact our approach to arms control, non-proliferation, and disarmament. Of course, Germany also actively participates in the GGE on laws. More than ever, the GGE needs tangible outcomes in order to avoid parallel processes. Germany is in strong favor of the CCW process. It is, in our view, imperative to include states with technologically leading armed forces to generate effective outcomes. For that and for the urgency of the issue, the GGE needs to deliver now. We are encouraged by the growing support for the two-tier approach. Germany stands ready to contribute actively to these deliberations and encourages all member states to engage constructively. We must work together to develop regulatory frameworks that ensure the responsible development and deployment of emerging technologies, with a particular emphasis on transparency, accountability, and adherence to international humanitarian law. Thank you, Mr. President.